It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, gas prices are on the rise, even though crude oil prices continue to fall. We'll figure out what's making the difference.
But first, we look at a Maryland case that's getting a lot of attention. This week, two parents were found responsible for unsubstantiated child neglect for letting their two kids take a walk together about a mile from their home. The kids were 6 and 10 years old.
The parents were practicing the philosophy of free-range parenting, a parenting movement started by our next guest.
The free-range philosophy holds that kids learn self-reliance by making some of their own choices and progressively exploring the world on their own, bit by bit. And we want to hear from you on this. Do you think kids should be allowed to go on long walks by themselves, to be a little bit free-range, as our guest calls it? Are we too protective of our kids' safety, or are we not protective enough? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll take your calls in just a bit, but first, Lenore Scanese joins us. She's a blogger, host of the TLC show World's Worst Mom, and author of the book Free Range Kids. Lenore, welcome back to Central Time.
Happy to be here, Rob. Thanks.
So what do you make of this decision, holding the parents responsible for what they're calling unsubstantiated child neglect?
I mean, could you come up with a more Kafkaesque phrase? I mean, it's like, you're responsible for something that we didn't substantiate. Okay, good. What are you trying to say? But the thing that was disturbing to Danielle and to me is that it seems that by calling them, quote-unquote, responsible for anything, it allows CPS, Child Protective Services, to keep their case open for another 5 years, which is terrible because they are free-range parents. Free-range parents believe in letting our kids have some unsupervised time outside, that shouldn't be a crime, and having this sword of Damocles hanging over their heads is awful.
Does this worry you? Do you think this sends a message to people who are doing the free-range kids approach and might make them think twice?
Yes, I'm very worried that people who used to write to me who were afraid that their kids were going to be snatched by a predator are now afraid that their kids will be snatched by the police. And so there's a couple things I'm doing, and I hope people will join me in them, to make sure that we are allowed to let our kids play outside the way we did, especially considering the crime rate today is back to what it was in 1963. First of all, I'm trying to get a Bill of Rights in front of either local communities or Congress that says it is a child's right to have some unsupervised time inside the house and especially outside the house, and it is a parent's right to give that to them when the parents feel it's appropriate. So that's just a basic right that we don't have now. So I want to pass the Bill of Rights, and you can find it on my site, freerangekids.com. Just look up Bill of Rights, and there it is. And the other thing I'm doing, because so many times, like even for me, when I wanted to send my kids outside to play or to walk someplace, they'd go out and they'd come right back in because there were no other kids outside anymore. And so that was driving me crazy. It's driving a lot of other free-range parents crazy, and I think there's strength in numbers as well as safety. And so I started a thing called freerangefriend.com, where you can go in. It's this free little widget I had somebody develop, where you put in your zip code and the years that your kids were born, and then you can find other parents who also want to send their kids outside. So if my kids have Saturday morning free and so do yours, we say, okay, let's send them to the park. Great. Now they have somebody to play with. And then it starts looking normal again. You don't have busybodies dialing 911 to say, I saw a child in the park, because there's 10 children in the park. Then there's 20 children in the park. And then we renormalize kids being outside. So my whole mission now is to remind parents that even if it seems scary and like CPS is going to swoop in, the way to fight back is not to lock our kids inside and say, okay, you win. It's to have so many kids outside that CPS is either overwhelmed with phone calls or nobody dials 911 anymore when they see a kid outside because there are hordes of them.
Now, this decision has gotten a lot of attention. What do you think it says about how safe we as a culture think the world is for our kids?
Well, what I love about the attention that this decision has brought is that it seems to have shifted the public conversation in a direction I feel is very great, which is from, oh, my God, there's a child outside, that's dangerous, to, oh, my God, these kids were just walking home and they're arresting the parents. How dare the government? I mean, I'm a liberal-turned-libertarian. I blog for a place called Reason now, which is a libertarian site, because it started occurring to me that I don't want the government telling me that I can't send my kids outside if I think it's safe. I'm a rational parent. I know that the odds are never going to be absolutely perfect that my kids are going to be safe outside, but the odds are never perfect in any activity, even driving them is not a perfect activity. So why isn't it up to me to decide how I want to raise my kids? And if I want to give them fresh air and exercise and the confidence that comes from being the kid who knows how to get to school and can cross the street, that's up to me, not up to the state.
Lenora, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I know I netter on, but I just want to see so many kids outside. Wisconsin, gosh, I grew up in Wilmette, Illinois, and we had the most wonderful times in Kenosha every year in Petrified Springs. So I want kids to have what I had.
That was Lenore Scanese. She's a blogger, host of the TLC show World's Worst Mom, and author of the book Free Range Kids.
And we'd love to hear what you think. Do you think kids should be allowed to be a bit free range to explore on their own sometimes? Are we too protective of our kids' safety, or are we not protective enough? Call 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll get to your calls now on this topic. We've got Jim to start us off in Rice Lake. Jim, hi.
Hi, I'm a criminal defense attorney, and I heard your speaker's comments about the decline of crime, and she's accurate in the sense that the highest rate of crime, according to Justice Department FBI statistics, was in the 1970s, because you had a highest percentage of people between the ages of 15 and 29, young people, the ones that commit crimes. But I think she was misleading in the sense that violent crimes, including crimes against children, are much higher in the 2000s than they were in the 1960s. So in that regard, I don't think she should equate 1963 America with 2015 America, because there are categories of offenses that are much more dangerous and are higher now than in the 63, although there has been a continuing decline in crime from Justice Department statistics as our population of younger people get fewer and our population ages. So I just think that's something that your viewers or listeners should consider. I'll take my response off the air.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go to Catherine in Racine now. Catherine, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
What do you think, Catherine?
My mother was raised in 1970s, 1980s, Wisconsin. She was born and raised here in Racine. She got to be a part of that generation, the last generation, in my opinion, that got to go out from sun up to sundown and their parents not have to worry about coming to their doors with the police saying, how dare you leave your child out? How dare you neglect them? I wish I could do that with my child. I mean, my mom used to do that with me, but it was within a fenced yard. I was in that one yard. I wasn't allowed to go out on the block because my mom was afraid after one incident with the police that she was going to be arrested for child neglect. And it's ridiculous. I should be able to allow my son to go out and play at the park. I should be able to allow my son to cross the street if I deem it safe. I like the lady that you had interviewed. I'm sorry, I forgot her name. but like she said, I'm a rational parent. I should be able to make that decision for my child.
Catherine, thanks a lot for the call. We are taking your calls on what we just talked to Lenore Scanese about, a case where parents were charged with unsubstantiated child neglect for letting their kids walk about a mile home from a park in Maryland. Asking what you think. Do you think we're too cautious? We keep the kids too cooped up, don't let them go out and do their own thing without constant supervision. 800-642-1234 is the number. We've got Scott and Elmina with us now. Scott, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Yeah, I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota. Used to walk a mile out of school uphill both ways, of course. my kids are 10, 9, and 8. They've walked to school. We live right in Elmina. It's about a 7-block walk. They've walked there to school since kindergarten by themselves. I followed them for the first couple of weeks, made sure they got there and knew the route. They haven't had a problem, ever. So I don't see what the big deal is about letting kids, you know, if they're old enough to walk to school by themselves, which the school says they are, then they're old enough to walk a mile to a park.
All right, Scott. Thanks for the call. We've got Matthew in Ashland now. Matthew, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I was calling. I'm in the process of studying natural resources as an undergrad at Northern College in Ashland. And I've been really interested to study some of the early relationships that children develop with natural resources. And, you know, I grew up taken an annual hunting trip to northern Wisconsin, and I've seen that, you know, in my childhood, my time spent alone in the woods has it's been very influential in developing who I am today. And I think that's an important aspect we need to look at, as to how much time children are allowed to spend out in the woods and the values that they develop.
All right, Matthew, thanks so much. Thanks to all of you for sharing your thoughts. You can continue the conversation over at the Central Time Facebook page.